Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Bayer Crop Science, I want to welcome you all here today and to help us celebrate innovation. We're an agricultural company, so we really wish for a great rainy day today, but we'll take this one. It's a special gift for us to have you take your time, come out here today, and help us celebrate this great day. It's a wonderful facility. I think you're going to enjoy the day. We're going to have a short program before we get to the tours, but I think you're really going to like today. On top of thanking each one of you for taking time today, we have some special guests here today, and I would like to introduce each one of them, and if you would, raise your hand or acknowledge the crowd as I read your name. We have Christopher Cabaldon, Mayor of West Sacramento. Christopher? We also have Mark Johansson, Mayor Pro Tem of West Sacramento. We have Beverly Sandine, West Sacramento City Coordinator. We have Dr. Richard Pan, Assemblyman for District 9. We have Lewis Stewart, Deputy Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship for the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development for the State of California. We have Meg Arnold, CEO of the Sacramento Regional Technology Alliance. We have our California State FFA officers. We love the Blue Coats. I am honored to be on the National Sponsorship Board for FFA, so it's a special honor for me to see you here today. Thank you. We have Denise Seals, West Sacramento Chamber of Commerce. Denise. We have Martin Tuttle, City Manager, West Sacramento. And we have Rick Martinez, West Sacramento Fire Chief. Rick. So this new location in West Sacramento is a key global research and development site for our biologics and vegetable seeds efforts. They all contribute greatly to our mission of science for a better life at Bayer Crop Science. The West Sacramento facility brings together significant scientific, technological, and business resources to support product stewardship and sustainable agriculture in a region where ag tech and innovation are flourishing. Here we can perform research at an increased rate because of the increased facilities and improved capabilities at this new site. We are investing $80 million in the development of this facility through 2016. This investment includes 165,000 square foot of building space on 10 acres, a 100,000 square foot building to develop biological crop protection products, a 30,000 square foot vegetable seeds research building, a 35,000 square foot pilot plant to support R&D of biological crop protection products, a 2,000 square foot greenhouse, and future plans for the new greenhouses on our adjacent 5-acre lot across the park this way. This state-of-the-art facility will house nearly 300 employees, and we will continue to grow. And our people are what really makes this place special. They make our strides in agricultural innovation possible. We all look forward to how the Bayer team in West Sacramento will shape agriculture globally moving beyond today. This is a global facility for Bayer Crop Science. We had a choice of putting it anywhere in the world. We chose California, and we chose West Sacramento. It's now my pleasure to introduce Liam Condon. He is the CEO of Bayer Crop Science and Chairman of the Board of Management of Bayer Crop Science AG. Liam?
Thanks a lot, Jim, and thank you all very much for joining us here today. It's really a pleasure and an honor for me to be able to stand here today. And I'm going to talk to you very briefly a little bit about what we are planning to do here with our facility and how it fits in to the Bayer Crop Science Global strategy. I have to say, if you're wondering a little bit about my accent, I'm not German. Liam is a Gaelic name. It's Irish. So I come from Dublin in Ireland. And Dublin is a place, or Ireland is a place, where it rains an awful lot. And you don't get much sunshine. And I think if we could give you half of our rain and you could give us half of your sunshine, we would both be very happy. I think it just shows here, being here again, that the challenges in agriculture that we face are tremendous. And you know about this better than anybody here in West Sacramento. In California, you have now weather extremes, be it drought here, and we have flooding in other places. But there's even bigger challenges going on around the world. We have this constantly growing population that's going to reach 9 billion by 2050, but the land isn't growing. The amount of arable land that's available that we can produce food on isn't growing. So basically the resource limitations are incredible. And this for us means that we have got to innovate more in agriculture if we want to ensure there's going to be enough high quality, safe food at affordable prices for everyone in the world. And this is something that really motivates us at Bayer Crop Science. And this is what this facility here is, at the end of the day, all about, because it's all about generating innovation. And here we've got some of the brightest minds, we think at least, in the state, and with that in the US, and with that in the world, are working in this facility here. And I can tell you, it's like Christmas inside when you go inside. We've got these fantastic scientists, and they've got all the latest technology that could be possibly available is all in here. So it's like little kids on Christmas morning just dying to unpack the presents, and they are going to be the ones who are generating innovation for the future, which is so, so important for us. So this is really a truly integrated research and development site for biologics, and will house our vegetable seeds, a US organization here. So it's really a fantastic site for us. We're very, very excited about it. But it's not the only site in the US that we are investing in. It is our latest investment here. But for us, the US is actually the most important place in the world. It's the most important market for us. So we're investing, we've started an investment program last year. Between 2013 last year and 2016, we'll be investing about $1 billion here in the US in multiple locations. We have our US headquarters in Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. We have production facilities in Muskegon in Michigan, in Kansas City. In Mobile, Alabama, we are building a new production site. In Lubbock, Texas, we have our global cotton facilities around the entire U.S. And now here also in West Sacramento, we have this truly integrated site where Jim has already mentioned we're basically investing another approximately 80 million U.S. dollars. And this really fits into our strategy to invest into innovation here in the U.S., and this is, again, a global site. So what comes out of here, first of all, it's going to help West Sacramento. Second, it's going to help California. Third, it's going to help U.S. agriculture. And at the end of the day, it's going to help global agriculture. So we are really excited about being part of this site, that we can open this today. We're really honored that you could join us. We're looking forward to your support. And I would thank you again for joining us here today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Liam. Very nice comments. I would like, without further ado, to introduce our next speaker. And next up is Dr. Richard Pan, a physician and assembly member representing Sacramento. Dr. Pan.
Thank you. Well, it's very exciting to be here today, especially at the grand opening of this wonderful facility. I want to, first of all, thank Bayer Crop Science, Liam Condon, the global head of Bayer Crop Science, and Jim Blome. Thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. I know you're leading here in North America, and Mike Mill, who's running this facility as well. Said, my name is Dr. Richard Pan. I'm a physician, also a scientist. I was a biophysics major in college, so I know a little bit about the complexity of biology. And I chair the health committee, but I also serve on the agricultural committee. And one of the reasons I got involved in agricultural issues in the state legislature was because of my background in biology. So people wonder why a doctor got so involved in agriculture. But one of the things that I've learned as I've been working not only on the committee but learning more about agricultural issues is how high-tech agriculture is. And I think most people don't understand that. They think about agriculture, maybe they, in kindergarten they sang, oh, McDonald had a farm and down the sea fields, and they think about agriculture going back to, of course, the earliest days of civilization. But the type of technology we see in agriculture, whether it's the genomics, or whether it's how do you manage the fields, the conservation of the earth, and managing the different types of fertilizers and so forth. I mean, the level of detail and science there is, and how farmers and people in agriculture really work so very hard to be sure we preserve the earth and preserve the ecology and the environment, I think is truly underestimated by people. And it's great that here in West Sacramento, here in this region, we have a global center here for Bayer Crop Sciences in terms of our seeds and so forth, and the jobs that will create and the science that's going to bring here to this community. Because I think that, that is, we have in UC Davis one of the leading agricultural research universities in the world, but we need to be sure we attract leading agricultural businesses here. And I'm proud that Bayer Crop Sciences has chosen West Sacramento to be here, their commitment to the region. I heard something about $1 billion. I'm glad we have a chunk of it, but I want more. What about moving the headquarters over, you know? But there's better here in North Carolina, I think. So certainly I want to do what I can. I know many of the other people here, what we can try to do at the state, to try to encourage you to invest even more here, because I really truly think we are the place that should be the global head of agricultural research, and I'm glad to see Bayer Crop Science as part of that. So certainly, I really believe in your motto, science for better health, for a better life. You know, that's something that we believe in as well, and I'm glad that you're here. And I know that one person who's certainly been a very major leader in trying growing this city and making it attractive not only for businesses but for people to live in is Mayor Christopher Cabaldon. And so I'm proud to introduce Mayor Cabaldon. Thank you much for your work in bringing them here. So,
well, thanks so much, Assemblyman Pan. I'm thrilled to be here. I was already, but Liam's comments really got me fired up. I was just at a national summit of mayors on food policy last week, and I'll tell you, we went around the room. One of the mayors said, "We just launched our fifth farmers market," and another mayor said, "We're leading this work on food policy. We just started an urban farm." Another one said, "We've got this great Ag in the Classroom program." And I said, "Look, we have a great farmers market. We've launched a few urban farms. We've got Ag in the schools. But if we're going to solve the challenges facing the globe and our country around food equity, around access to high-quality, nutritious food for all that's affordable, that's equitable, that's safe, we have to scale up a little bit from that one farm, from that one farmer's market." And so what we're doing in our city is launching this new facility for Bayer Crop Science, the leader in the world in exactly that work. That's why I'm excited about it. If we're going to solve the world and our country and our community's most significant challenges and meet the opportunities that we have, it's going to be led by Bayer Crop Science here at this facility. So we're thrilled. This was an aggressive project to bring forward quickly. Michael will probably tell you about this in a little bit, and all of you here are very well aware of that. Highly aggressive, which is the kind of projects that we love. We are as impatient as the Bayer Crop Science global team in making this happen. And they came here, the Bayer Crop Science team came here and said, "We want to do this in 18 minutes. We want to have it open." And we said, Okay, well, let's make it happen. They brought everybody needed to make that work successful. Right? They didn't say, here's our list of demands and get back to us in 4 months. They brought their whole team out. We brought our whole team to the table and made an incredibly advanced project come together quickly, cost-effectively, so that everyone that was already doing fantastic work at the Davis facility could keep on working and ramp it up in order to meet those challenges that the globe is presenting. So we're thrilled about what this represents for our joint capacity to deliver on the project, but also to really transform agriculture in this planet. And we're going to solve stuff like the decline of the global bee population. We're going to solve how do you do agriculture in persistent droughts like we're experiencing here in California. It's going to take the kind of research and development and products that are emerging out of Bayer Crop Science. So we're thrilled and excited to have you all here. I know this work pretty well. I was a student in the ag school at UC Berkeley a few years ago. And I wrote papers about what it would be, you know, why couldn't we do stuff like this? Because it was just an idea that only radical students were caring about. And to see it here, institutionalized in a way that can be accomplished at scale around the planet, isn't just heartwarming, it is inspiring. I'm inspired, our community is inspired by the team of folks that are here at Bayer Crop Science. We're especially proud about the incubation that occurred in Davis, at the University of California at Davis, and the support of the city of Davis in the first round of AgriQuest and then Bayer Crop Science. We wouldn't be here today without the innovation from that campus and the support of that community. And we're so thrilled that the folks who built that success can stay here in our region, that their families can stay here in our region, that their soccer leagues can benefit from their participation, that those scientists that have been volunteering in the classroom can still be there tomorrow. That was a huge win for our region. And so thank you to Bayer Crop Science for sticking with our region through this expansion work. So we're excited. I want to particularly thank our city manager, Marty Tuttle, our economic development coordinator, Diane Richards, and her colleagues, and particularly Randy Goodwin, who is our chief building official and our city architect and lots of other roles, for making this project a reality and delivering on everything that we promised to Bayer Crop Science and helping as part of a team to deliver on what is truly a world-class facility. We're extraordinarily proud. We're excited about the success. And I just want to say to Assemblymember Pan, part of what we have to do in order to make this really a global center of innovation and to scale that up is to make sure that our regulatory systems are just as innovative and that our state policies are appropriate in making sure that the innovations are right-sized and right-timed, but also that we support the kinds of intellectual innovation and technology development and product development that is emerging out of facilities just like this, so that we are able to advance the globe, advance our social agenda before we suffocate it. And so California has a great opportunity. This is the richest agricultural valley in the world. Our state government is an important part of that innovation climate for policy around food and agriculture. Let's make it a reality. Let's make this the most successful center of innovation for agriculture, for food, and for food justice on the planet. Welcome to West Sacramento.
Wow. This is fun. So, Dr. Pan, thank you very much. And Mayor Calvadon, thank you guys so much for being here today and really appreciate your words. On behalf of all the biologic and vegetable seed employees, and if you look around, it's everybody out there mostly in a blue shirt. On behalf of all of them, I just want to thank everybody for being here today. This is really a special and very magical day for us. Hopefully we only do this once. And we really appreciate everybody being here. I had some words they wrote for me to talk about that have to do with the business and stuff and the science. And I'm going to skip all that because most of you are going to get a chance to go. The communications folks are rolling their eyes now. It's okay. There's true panic out there. But everybody's going to get a chance to go on the tours. We've got our employees that are going to be hosting that. I think you're going to be amazed at what you see and what you hear about the technology and the work that we do and what we're bringing to the farmers, not just in California, as Liam said, but also in U.S. and across the globe. And it's why we're so passionate about what we do. We truly, truly believe that what we do here is going to change agriculture and change the way the food that people eat everywhere in the world. And I think that passion, you'll see that today when you go on the tours. But I did want to take a minute. When you have a day like this, you can't say thank you enough. Three particular thank yous I want to say. First and foremost, I want to thank Liam, who really was instrumental in getting the project approved. I want to thank Jim, whose approval got all the money put through, and the entire Bayer Crop Science organization. I think when you hear numbers like $1 billion and the $80 million that we put in here, this is a company that invests and believes in science and innovation. And if you're going to be part of an organization, I can tell you it's not the 49ers, but it's BCS. This is as good as it gets. Nobody has it better than we do, and it's really fantastic. So a huge thank you to Liam and the holding and everybody who made this happen. The second, and we talked about, Mayor Calvin talked about this, the relationship we built with the city of West Sac was, I would describe it very much as a partnership. Marty and everybody that helped out, this would not have happened. We bought this place about a year ago. We actually started the construction, I think it was in late January. And think about that when you go through on the tour today and what was accomplished by the team. And a big part of that was the city of West Sac and what a partnership we had with them to make this thing work. And the last thank you is I want to I'm trying to look around, but I just want to recognize and thank the XL construction team and all of the people that worked with them and Eric Raff and his entire team. They are fantastic to work with. We had 65,000 man hours of work and not one safety incident over that entire time period. And I would say even more than getting it done on time, I think that's probably what we're the most proud of. So I can't thank the XL team and all of the subs that worked with them enough on behalf of everybody. So thank you, guys. Without you, we wouldn't be here today. So thank you very much. Okay, the other very special thing for us is being part of and joining the West Sacramento community. This is a big deal for us. And when you're part of Bayer and Bayer Crop Science, giving to the community and being part of the community is part of the mission and part of the values. We have a national program called Making Science Make Sense that the team in RTP rolls out, and we've been privileged to join. We have already, I think today, what is it? We have 3,000 area students have benefited from the efforts that we've put into making science make sense here in West Sacramento. So we're going to continue that. The other thing that we did today, rather than give everybody a memento or spend money on something to give you, we took all that money and decided to make a donation to a local group, the Powerhouse Science Center. And and this is when this center opens, it's going to provide people of all ages technologies and science and examples of science. And we really hope and we know that this is going to influence our young people and expose everybody to the technologies that are out there, including what we do here at our facility. So I'd like to call up the Powerhouse Science Center team. I think come on up here, and Liam and Jim. We're going to do one of these ceremonial check handoffs, so work with us here. Okay, now for the moment we've been waiting for, the ceremonial ribbon cutting. And we actually had Liam practice a little bit with the scissors because we didn't want the first accident to occur with the ribbon cutting. Okay, so let's see. We want to bring the team up at this point, and We'll do the, and let's see, we need Liam, Adrian, Stefan, Jim, Ashish, John, and Roger. So the entire team, please come up.